Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our series, Why Israel Matters, continues to make a difference. There's a new episode this week. We're going to talk about that. And my newest book, Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, and Forever, and some good news that David Friedman has been confirmed as the U.S. Ambassador to Israel. So we're going to talk a lot about Israel today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, you've seen the episode Miracles. You and I were just talking about on Why Israel Matters. That is one of several episodes that has aired now on Trinity Broadcasting Network, and people can see it there online on TV when it airs, or you can actually watch it online, which is what I've done just because of different schedules. I've been able to watch these episodes online. But what was your impression, for example, of Miracles? You saw that, and it's about business and technology and agriculture inventions.
Yeah, just amazing. And you can't possibly hit on all of the different miracle inventions and the ingenuity of the Israeli people in one 30-minute episode, but it hit on three primary aspects. The drip irrigation technology that was invented by Israel and is now used worldwide. Talked about the amazing Iron Dome missile defense system that has cut down 90% of missile strikes that, you know, they're constantly raiding these missiles on there in Israel and then other technologies as well. But it was just remarkable. And the quality of the filming and the documentary and the information provided in a 30-minute episode is just amazing. So I strongly don't just recommend that episode, but all of the episodes.
Yeah, they're amazing episodes. Yeah. The first one on miracles, they talk about drip irrigation and the person who, all three of these are three different human interest stories on three different components under the same idea of the theme. And that one is miracles, and it's basically modern day miracles of technology and business. But the person starts off in the first segment talking about how Moses, the first recording of having water come from a rock was Moses.
Right. Out of the desert, out of a desert wasteland.
So the history of bringing water out of a dry desert goes all the way back to the time of Moses. But then he says, but unfortunately, Moses didn't pass on the technology
right.
for future generations. And he said, so we had to rediscover it. And
they had to improvise, yeah.
And improvise. So actually, it was discovered by an accident with a kibbutz, with a leaking hose. And they saw how it was resulting in fertile and green trees and bushes and so forth. So they invented the drip irrigation because before that, they were just flooding fields.
Flooding irrigation.
Yeah,
right.
And that's a lot of wasted water, and especially if water's a precious commodity. And then they couldn't get anybody interested in it. And so they started giving it away for free. And then people realized how valuable it is. Now it's all over the world, and Israel is the inventor of it. And then in the Iron Dome, where, you know, they have these different neighbors around them that want to shoot a rocket in, and from the time of the launch to the impact of the rocket, it could be 5-10 minutes in some cases. So you don't have a whole lot of time. So they had to invent something of the worst case scenario, I should say the hardest case scenario, to intercept a rocket in mid-flight between a 5-minute window of its launch. You know, it's one thing if some foreign country launches a rocket and you have the radar and you know the planning, but between the launch and the impact could be 5 minutes or less because of the velocity of the rocket and the closeness of the nations there. They had to create something. And so it took them 3 years. It said usually it takes, you know, many, many years, but it was a matter of survival after the 2006 Lebanon war, where they had to push back into Lebanon. And then, of course, the world community was saying, stop, don't push back any further. They began to create this Iron Dome. It's for short-launched rockets. David Sling is for longer, and then they have another one for even longer. They couldn't get the United States interested in the technology or helping.
Right.
But then when they began to realize, hey, this works, the U.S. got behind them and has been a big supporter funding-wise and otherwise in the development of this technology. And what it does is Say if some country launches a rocket, they have this computer sophisticated guided missile that will launch at some location in Israel and intercept the rocket in mid-flight in two rockets coming at each other with incredible speed. You know, they're not that big around in terms of their circumference, and it hits the rocket in mid-flight and explodes it harmlessly in the sky. Amazing.
Yeah, not just, and you can't think of this as just one rocket at a time. We're talking dozens, hundreds a day sometimes of rockets flying in. And the Iron Dome, they move this. It's a portable system that they can move that runs on computers. They move it all around in different locations. And it's protecting the skies and the ground and the people of Israel on a daily basis. But I thought something was very interesting was he pointed out one of the primary inventors of the technology pointed out how not only does it save Israeli lives, but it prevents them from having to go in and retaliate and respond to these terrorist attacks in kind. And as they point out, a lot of oftentimes there are more Islamic terrorists that end up being killed than Israelis. And he, as he pointed out here, they should get the Nobel Prize.
It saves lives on both sides.
It saves lives on both
sides.
Saves
lives in Israel.
It's amazing.
And they don't have to go retaliate to stop it. And so it's actually saving lives on both sides of the rocket fire, which is quite amazing.
And in episode 4 in Miracles, you get to actually see this thing working. It's amazing to
It's
watch.
Amazing to watch.
The stream, you know, they shoot up the rocket in the stream of the tail, and
it chases
after these other rockets. Yeah.
Chase it all over the sky and finally
like
get it.
Like a sidewinder.
Yeah.
And then
it's amazing.
Boom, a huge explosion in the sky. It's phenomenal to watch. And they even pointed out sometimes people will go out and sit on their lawn chairs and watch the fireworks and how that undermines the whole idea of terrorism. They're sending these
because
rockets
these terrorists,
to try
yeah,
to terrorize.
The terrorists want them.
And instead, they're providing fireworks.
Yeah, they want
and
them to retaliate,
yeah.
And they don't have to because the rocket takes the other one out. And then, you know, the other one, the last one, is about our crowd, which is basically a crowdfunding for technology. And John Medved, the founder of it, is talking. And he has a very interesting take on the amazing technology that's coming out of Israel that's affecting us all around the world. And he has this sentence, which is quite interesting. It is irrational not to believe in miracles, he said. It's pretty amazing. Amazing miracles in the country that's just under 70 years old in modern times. And yet it's a world leader in all so many ways. Well, we have the series, Why Israel Matters. You can go to lc.org, click on it. Click on the icon for Why Israel Matters. It'll take you right to a landing page for our Christians in Defense of Israel. And there you can download a free Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family booklet. You can order the Why Israel Matters stunning 200 and almost 40 page full color book of Israel. Amazing information and amazing pictures. And you can learn more about how to watch Why Israel Matters. You can watch them online. You can go ahead and click the hot link on that page and go back and watch all the previous series online. You can watch them on your smartphone. So I encourage you to do that. Everyone who has watched it, everyone we've gotten comments, they're just amazed at the information, at how educational and motivational it is and how well done these are. So all of that's available. Good news also, in addition to the program, is David Friedman has been confirmed, Matt, as the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. And he is a good person for this job.
He is. And one of his primary goals here is to rightfully move the U.S. embassy where it belongs in the capital of Israel, Jerusalem.
Yeah. And he is a great person. And of course, we already have Governor Nikki Haley as the ambassador to the United Nations, a strong voice at the UN against anti-Semitism and in favor of Israel, which is what we have needed for so long. We are standing as a government now strong with Israel, and I encourage you to stand with Israel as well. Stand with us as we stand with Israel. Support Liberty Council and our affiliated ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to lc.org, lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters, and that'll take you to our Christians in Defense of Israel website. Learn more about CIDI, about this series, and order the book, Why Israel Matters. Go to lc.org for more information. Remember, Liberty Council, in your prayers and support, now is the time for you to make a tangible statement standing together with Israel. Continue to keep Liberty Counsel in your prayer as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family across the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Learn about some of our other ministries with Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, which is a powerful program for young college students. And go and watch the Why Israel Matters series. You can watch that by clicking on lc.org, click on the icon, and remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.